I saw you play in 1975, and then I didn't see you play again for about 40 years. I came to Akron when you were playing at the Lock. And right after it started, there was a woman there who was storming off saying, "This is fake. Where's JT?" And I explained to her that JT was in what I call the third wave, and everything was just fine to me. And then she calmed down. But it just reminded me of the different phases that you have been through. But the other part is I watch how the different age groups responded to the different waves of music that you played. Many of us over the years know Kool in many different phases. So my question to you is, am I right that there are three phases? If not, how would you define them?
Well, when you say phases, the group started in 1964.
Uh-huh.
And we started as the Jazzy Acts, and then we changed the name to the Soul Town Band because we were back in a local town of Jersey City called Soul Town. So we became the Soul Town Band. And then we changed the name to Kool & the Flames.
Yes, and that was an accident, if I read that correctly.
Yeah, because you had James Brown in the Famous Flames.
Right.
And so we didn't want to have any problems with the Godfather.
Right.
So we had to come up with another name. And so we said, well, we just call it Kool & the Gang.
Uh-huh.
The music was a combination of R&B and funk and jazz because we were backing up these artists at Soul Town. We said, we just call it Kool & the Gang. And that first record came out July 3rd, 1969. So we're celebrating 50 years this year as Kool & the Gang.